Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my... I should have planned this. Welcome to my smarter co-host, Frank.
Yep.
Damn.
I don't even know if I'd agree with that. After all that, I'm going to try to grab smarter. But, all right. Hi.
Hi. Hi. How are
How's
you?
How's it going?
It's good. It's good.
Excellent.
We're off to a great start.
We are off to a great start.
Yeah.
But we did see a great movie.
Yeah, we did. We did.
This is kind of our spoiler special.
This is our Star Wars spoiler special.
For Star Wars.
Yeah, there's no sense in burying the lead to this.
No, there really isn't.
No, it's going to...
I mean, they've already read the title.
Yeah,
probably. Let's be honest. I probably named it Spoiler Special. Star Wars
probably.
The Force Awakens.
Yeah, so this, why are we batting around the subject?
Future Frank, if you didn't already, now you're going to. So
yeah,
there you
right.
go.
Good. Perfect. Problem solved. All right.
Note
so,
to future self.
So you've seen this movie how many times?
Four times.
Four times.
Yes.
Okay. And I have also seen it four times.
Very good.
Yep. So a little bit fortuitously, I think, because I had... purchase tickets for two.
Ah.
I saw two, kind of, you know.
So your intention was to see it twice, and then three and four kind of happened.
Yeah, three and four kind of happened.
And you have a fifth one planned, don't you?
Yeah, by this time, by this comes out, I think I'll have seen it the fifth time. Yeah, which would have been my third time, but...
would have been, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So when you first saw it, what was your first reaction?
So there's the obvious, like, I see the Lucasfilm logo, I get excited. I see the crawl, I get excited. The movie actually starts... And my thought was this feels like the successor to Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
It feels like what a Star Wars movie 30 years later would look like,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of taking the prequels out of the equation, not only because it's sort of from in a different tradition, but it's also in terms of, succession of
right.
5, 6, 7. Right. Taking them out of the equation for a second, it feels like, yep, if this was the next Star Wars, next chapter in the saga, this is what it would look like.
Mm, interesting.
So overall, I think there are some things where it strays a little bit, and it's like, oh, this is clearly a J.J. Abrams movie, and not necessarily this feels like a Star Wars movie. There are moments. But overall,
yeah.
I think, and what we can talk about, I have some specifics, but overall, I felt like this was a really great, I felt like my old friends were back. Seeing the old characters again and seeing new characters that reminded me of old characters or in the way that old characters were established.
Mm-hmm.
I felt
old plot lines.
Or old plot lines, yes.
Yeah.
It felt very familiar. Familiar is, if I had to describe it in one
That's
word.
That's good. Familiar
yeah.
Familiar is good.
How about you, though?
I honestly didn't love it the first time I saw it.
Okay.
I walked out going, that was good. I've definitely seen that movie before.
Ah, okay.
And so, but going back, but I think that was because I was trying to absorb everything the first time. You've seen a lot of people talk about this already. That
yes.
Like you're trying to get everything.
Yeah.
And by trying to get everything, you're missing a lot.
Yeah. It's very, in some ways very simple. Like the plot itself, you just describe the plot to someone.
It's very simple.
It's very simple and it will sound very familiar.
Yep.
But actually watching it, there are some intricacies that you really do need to kind of rewatch. It bears rewatching a few times.
Yeah, I agree.
To absorb everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there were a lot of questions I had going in that the movie didn't answer.
Mm.
And I think that's why I left a little like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think I agree, but I actually like that.
Yes, I do too.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the instant gratification, like you just, I just wanted to know. I'm not even talking about like, where does Rey come from
sure.
or anything like that. It has more to do with... you know, like, how does the Republic form after?
That's true.
That's the stuff that's that true. I was really interested in knowing. And the movie is decidedly non-political.
Yes. And you know that's because of fan feedback.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. Yeah. That's
well,
a reaction.
They take out the Hosnian system, which is not Coruscant.
Not Coruscant.
It's the Hosnian.
I missed it the first time. I thought like, was it Coruscant? Was it not Coruscant? They didn't make it a big enough deal for it to be Coruscant. And then the second or third time, I was like, oh, Hosnian. Okay, got it.
And see, and now, and that's the stuff that, like, that first time I was like, well, was it or wasn't it? Just like,
how am I supposed to feel?
A lot of it didn't feel clear the first time. And I mean, that provides on a, like a lot of things, a rewatchability. Because if they stop and explain everything,
right,
then you don't feel like you're living in a real world. You feel, or you're watching a real world. You feel like you're watching a movie that's explaining things to you very slowly.
Yes, that's true.
When there's too much exposition, and this movie lacks a lot of it.
Which is good for
conversation. It's good for rewatch value. And so, but that first time I left wanting, also because all I wanted to see was Luke Skywalker.
I know, me too.
All I wanted to see was Luke Skywalker, and it delivered for 30 seconds.
It did.
Which is fine. And I don't have a problem with that
either.
As the movie stands on its own. But it's like when I watched Daredevil on Netflix. All I wanted to see him in was the red suit.
Right.
So I marathoned the whole show so the internet wouldn't spoil it for me.
Right, right.
And I saw him in the red suit, and then I felt like I could relax in it, but that was the end of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the same way I felt about this. All I wanted to see was Luke Skywalker, and I had to wait 2 hours and 14 minutes in a 2 hour and 16
yeah,
minute
it's
movie
true.
Or
it's
something
true.
Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? So that's okay. And so upon second viewing, knowing that I had seen him, I'm like, okay, I can just go in and watch that. Fortunately, I saw it on Thursday at 7:30, and then I saw it at 2:30 on the Friday.
Okay.
So I didn't have to wait that late.
No, you
I
really
feel like
didn't.
I didn't wait. I went home. I basically chatted with my friend, went to bed, got up, went to work. We had a half day because of the holiday.
And then went to see it again. Nice,
so,
nice.
Yeah. So that was okay. But let's bat around some specifics, because there's a lot of stuff out on the internet already, but I want to feel like we can get past those little things, because we haven't really talked about Star Wars. We haven't talked about it at all.
No, we haven't. I've been kind of saving my thoughts for this.
Yeah, right.
So we haven't talked about it with each other. No.
Yeah, but let's try to get past like the regular little internet.
Sure, what everyone else is talking about.
Let's see if we can find something that's unique to us that, you know, one person will listen to. Yeah, no.
We'll see about that. But, yeah. All right, let's start with this. Let's start where people are not usually starting. Let's start with General Organa.
Okay.
Because I haven't heard a lot of people start there. So just to be different, like you're saying, let's start there.
Okay.
So here's a character who we've not seen in 30 years.
Right.
Who has gone off and done her own thing and has, by her own admission, done what she knows best. Like, gone back to doing what she knows best.
That's right.
Right, which is to
lead. A rebellion.
Right, exactly.
Of some course. Mm-hmm. Leading some kind of army.
Right, yeah.
Guerrilla tactical fighters.
Yeah. Exactly. And I thought this was Princess Leia. This was Princess Leia again. Like, this was, it helps that Lawrence Kasdan wrote the movie with Abrams. It was just like, oh, hello, old friend, you're back. You know, it was very much just, there she is again.
Yeah. She was a Leia that has been hurt too.
It's yes, like she was a little more subdued.
Yeah, she's subdued. Mm-hmm. But that look that she gives Han Solo as soon as she steps off the carrier—that like,
I'm getting chills just thinking about it.
Yeah, she, I mean, that was real. That was real nice.
I had a bunch of those moments when the two of them see each other is one.
So weird they didn't kiss. I'm just gonna like, I thought that was weird.
I thought so, but they clearly are the love of each other's lives.
Yes, I agree. Then it's not a, it doesn't have to
yeah,
be that.
It doesn't like, need to be a physically expressive, passionate love, but it is a deep.
That happens when you
love.
Get older, too.
Yeah.
You know, you
I think
less
it's a more,
physical,
it's a mature. Emotional.
Yeah.
They love and care for one another very deeply.
You don't think that was part of Harrison Ford's contract? He's like, I'll be back, but I won't kiss her.
Nah.
Yeah, no.
Nah. I think it just. It wouldn't have been the wrong choice to do it, but it was a fine choice not to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But just seeing them see each other for the first time, you know, gave me chills, got me a little choked up. I'm not going to lie. Each time we saw a familiar character again, mm-hmm. I got a little bit like I had goosebumps every time when we saw Han the first time, we saw the Falcon the first time, and when we saw Luke.
Luke is the only one that gave me some kind of chill.
Really?
Okay. The rest of them, for whatever reason, I was like, yep, there they are.
I mean, I knew they were all going to be in it.
Yeah, of course. That wasn't a mystery.
But still seeing them, yeah. I was just like, oh my God, it's Star Wars.
Yeah,
like,
it's so weird. I didn't get that feeling once in four viewings. Not once was I like, except for Luke. And I think the Millennium Falcon, because I didn't expect it. Like it's, at that moment. It sets you up for the moment. Like it's garbage. Well, the garbage will do.
Yeah.
You know, and it sets you up, and I didn't expect it, and that was really nice.
Interesting.
But no, there really wasn't a moment that I was like, "Ooh, characters I've seen before."
Yeah.
It's very strange. I don't know, but I always feel that way. Like people like freaked out when they saw the Avengers together for the first time on screen. I'm like, "Yep, there they are."
Yeah, I didn't feel that way either.
Yeah, that's just how I am with most movies.
Okay,
I just there's a separation for me.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
those moments of familiarity, I don't normally get the feeling either, but this was just such a long time coming and something that I had just closed my mind. This was never going to happen. Mm. When I saw Revenge of the Sith in theaters, I was like, this is the last time I'll see a Star Wars movie for the first time. This is my last first viewing of a Star Wars movie.
Yep.
And I was so positive about it. People were saying, maybe they'll do 7, 8, 9. No, there's no way. I was 100%, 1,000% positive. Mm-hmm. This is the last Star Wars movie ever. Let's enjoy it. And 10 years later, here we are, and there's a new Star Wars movie and a whole new franchise being
out. Yeah.
And I was so certain that it was over that to have it to be wrong, I've never been happier to be wrong. So I was so thrilled. I was so ecstatic.
This is not related. Do you know what I just realized?
What?
We're not drinking beer.
I did notice that.
We were so ready. I was so ready.
We've been
to talk about Star Wars.
We forgot to grab beers.
Wow. Welcome to Beer with Geeks, where we're sober.
Not drinking like
well, for the reference, there's Guinness Stout and Sam Winter in my fridge.
All right,
so
cool.
We will be drinking that after this.
Sounds good.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how eager we were to talk.
Oh, there's a nitro stout in there too for you. Yeah. Oh. Sorry. That's my observation for the evening. Anyway, or daytime, or whenever you listen to this. Who am I to tell you when you listen to this?
Does that make this just With Geeks?
This is just with. Welcome to With Geeks, where two geeks just geek out because we. That's something.
Because we do.
Because that's what geeks do. Anyway.
So that's Leia. And that's a little bit of Han. What was something that gave you like a big reaction?
Snoke gave me a big reaction.
Ah, okay. So it was Snoke.
Yeah. For whatever reason, I'll go back to. So Star Trek 2009.
Yes.
When the. When Nero's ship comes out of the hole and, mm-hmm. and you see the difference between the difference in sizes at the beginning of the movie.
Sure.
Between the Kelvin.
Kelvin.
Yeah. The Kelvin and his ship. And I'm like, oh my God, that gave me a moment. And seeing Snoke as large as he is gave me that moment. I was like, oh, that's new. That's new for a Star Wars anything. Never seen a character that size in Star Wars ever.
Yeah, really, there's really nothing ever been.
Nothing.
No, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the CG was lacking, but
on Snoke. Snoke,
they had apparently decided what he was going to look like very late.
Oh.
And so they didn't have as much time to render him.
Is that why he was a hologram, or was that always the
the idea. But he doesn't. He's not the same caliber as Maz Kanata.
Right, agreed.
Because they didn't have as much time to render him because they spent too long deciding what he was going to look like.
Interesting.
Apparently.
Okay. Interesting.
Let's talk about him. He's obviously Darth Plagueis, right?
Ha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or not. That is a prevailing theory.
Yeah.
That is a prevailing theory. I think so. I'm leaning towards,
yeah.
But there's always like a, 15% chance that he's not.
Yeah. There's just a lot of there to pinpoint, even stuff that's been online and in the books. And I know you haven't read the novels. I've almost finished the novelization, and I have the encyclopedia and art book in front of me. I'm going to talk about things that are in them because it sheds more light into to the grander world.
Okay.
So this isn't really spoiled much for the novel, but a lot of the conversation that happens in the movie. Well, for those of you who don't know, movie novelizations are made off of the script. Right. But sometimes it's not the completed, the final draft of the script. Mm-hmm. It's pretty, it really is the final draft, but movies get cut up and, you know.
It's not always the shooting script. Sometimes they add color in the novel that's not in the film.
That's right. And so, yeah, there's a whole sequence of Poe Dameron getting off of Jakku that's not in the movie.
Oh, okay.
Which I really thought should have been in the movie because I thought it was very weird that he was like, I'm disappeared from the TIE fighter. Dead, and now he's like, and now I'm on Dakar flying an X-Wing. And I was like, I missed something in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But Snoke, anyway, so Snoke, says to Kylo Ren in one of their little meetings that he has seen the fall of the Jedi and he has seen the rise of the Empire and the fall of the Empire and all that stuff. So he's old enough.
Snoke says that to Kylo Ren.
So he's old enough to watch it all transpire. And he says like, he's like talking to him. He's like, and what's the reason the Empire fell? And Kylo Ren's like, compassion. He's like, that's right. Compassion.
Oh,
that's right. If Darth Vader didn't get any compassion, the Empire wouldn't have fallen.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And so.
Okay, so that makes a big difference.
Yeah,
that makes a big difference.
Yeah,
that would sway me then to think that he's Plagueis.
Yeah, so he's just old enough to see all of that happen.
So that's interesting. I don't want to go too far down that because I do want to read the book, and anyone who's listening who hasn't read the book, so I'm not going to ask too many questions about that. But so just hearing that, just going off of what you told me, that would make me think that that's like maybe 95% chance that he's Plagueis.
I mean there are a lot of old.
Max von Sydow's character, whose name I know there is a name, but I don't know it offhand. But Max von Sydow's character, it would seem, is old enough to have seen the Republic fall and seen the Jedi fall.
Lor San Tekka.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Lor San Tekka would be old enough to have seen all those things fall and the Empire come and then the Empire go, right?
Yes,
that only
happened
in the last 50 years, all told. From fall of Republic to
now. That's right. Oh, yeah. He's absolutely old enough to see all of that transpire.
Exactly.
He, as this is in the encyclopedia, which you said you're going to do a Barnes & Noble flip through, I'm just going to tell you.
Yeah.
Which is also not in the novelization, which I think is very interesting that it's in here, but not in the novelization.
Okay.
That village that gets shot up by the First Order is a sacred village. They are all members of what is called the Church of the Force. And they are not Jedi, but they are followers of the Force, and that's where he is. So
that makes sense. I mean, it makes sense why Kylo Ren would know him.
Is my understanding is that he worked with Luke in Luke's what is now failed Jedi Academy. Mm-hmm. That's my understanding.
This will begin to make things right again. That all fits.
You can't deny who your family is. You look old, like they haven't seen each other in a while. Probably not since Kylo Ren killed everybody and then, set the Jedi Temple ablaze and was like, I'm Kylo Ren now.
Right.
Yeah.
So one theory I had heard was that, what if Ben is not actually the boy who did that? Because all he said is a boy, and all he said was our son, but he never said our son is that boy.
Yes,
it's
that's
heavily
true.
Implied. Obviously, heavily implied. Yeah. And my first thought was that, but I heard a theory from someone that like, what if Snoke was actually that person? I don't think the timing adds up right. Like he looks old.
I think he's too old too.
But you never know. I was thinking like, well, benefit of the doubt. Like if his species ages fast or whatever. But I don't know. That's a remote possibility.
There's more stuff that I won't spoil for
you.
The novelization.
I was going to say from what you said, it sounds like
it's
going to
be
possible.
Kind of a one sided conversation.
Yeah,
apparently.
Yeah.
Read the book. Then we can talk.
I will. But
yeah.
Movie's been out for 10 days, dude.
Yeah, I'm on vacation.
Yeah. Well, we're not all on vacation. But
I'm sorry. Where were you?
Where I couldn't read a book or buy a book.
That's true. All right,
I was out of the country.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
But anyway, I mean, dude, and that was before the movie came out.
Just
anyway,
messing with you.
I know. But yeah, so all right, let's talk a little bit about the new characters. Let's talk about the Ray. Let's talk about the Finn. Let's talk about a little bit about the Poe. I mean, they all get articles because I decided.
Let's talk about the Poe first because you don't get a lot of
that's
the Poe.
True. Yeah, yeah.
The Poe apparently, J.J. Abrams did an interview afterwards. Poe was supposed to die.
Yes. Okay. I did hear that.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. Like when you watch the movie.
Yeah. When he disappears.
Why he disappears. Yeah. And it would give it does give Finn motivation and all this like to complete the mission. I don't think it really takes away to have him come back. I don't think that.
No, I don't think so either. I'm glad that he comes back. Mm-hmm. Actually.
It felt a little bit. I was not the same, but it felt a little bit like when Han comes back at the end of A New Hope. He's like, woohoo, let's blow this thing. Yeah,
yeah. Right.
Like, I thought you were gone. Like, not I thought you were dead, but still, like, I thought you were gone. So it had that kind of a feeling to it.
He's as good as dead to Luke. I thought you were dead in my soul. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
He got his money. That's all he came for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Silly boy. I agree with that. Finn, I didn't like when I first saw the movie.
Really?
Yeah. I thought he was funny. Don't get me. Like, I thought some of it was. I thought a lot of what he said was funny, but I didn't find his character overly likable. He's almost like he almost reminded me of Luke in that early way, where he's kind of like, oh, but you know, like I'm sad and I'm running and I'm like this, and I'm like, yeah, boohoo, poor you. A lot of people have problems in the universe. Yeah,
yeah, this is a little different than I want power converters or I want to go to the academy. This is like,
yeah, well, I was like,
I was a slave taken away from my family when I was a child, and boo-hoo. I just want to get away. They tried to turn me into a killing machine, and I ran away.
Yeah, boo.
It's a little fucking
boo. Boo. You wore a cool outfit. Boo.
Wow.
No, I'm just
a lot of sympathy. No.
Yeah.
But that's
funny. I liked him more each subsequent viewing.
Okay.
I particularly like he has excellent chemistry with every single person that he talks to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so which made me like John Boyega quite a bit.
Yeah.
I just thought the character himself, what did it for me when he was like, I didn't mind all of it until he was in Maz Kanata's castle.
Okay.
And she was like, oh, they'll give you work. And he was like, okay, I'll just go now.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah.
Like, you could have hid from them in the resistance, too. Like,
It's just, but I think, so his point was like, you cannot beat the First Order. They have a machine that will destroy planets. Like, you can't beat them. So, like, this is suicide. Like, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
I'm going to get out of here before I get killed.
In some way, the voice of reason.
In some ways,
but I think, but I've watched three films. I'll say three because the prequels are a little bit more Debbie Downer when it comes to, you know, beating the bad guy.
Yeah.
Technically. So,
yeah, I mean, evil does win at the end.
Yeah,
so.
Right. And so, but you watch two movies, really, the New Hope and Jedi, where, like, they proved him wrong. And we haven't really at that point in the film, because it's before the Hosnian system gets blown up.
That's right.
You don't really see the might of the First Order yet. You're really just going off of and like, they're really scary. You gotta trust me. And I'm like, I don't know. You know, like, and then the plans get blown up and then I'm like, ah, okay.
So that's why the second, third time you were like, all right, now I see where he's coming from.
Yeah, I see where he's coming from now. I just needed context more from him, but I can understand why they're also like, ah, psh. But that's also, this is interesting, it's also in this little encyclopedia book, because I was very confused about what is the resistance, why do they have that name, what is the Republic and blah blah blah.
So there's the First Order, there's a New Republic, and then there's the Resistance, and they tell us that the Resistance is like backed and funded by the Republic. But they don't really, it's not very well defined. And I think, like you said before, I think that's intentional. And I think they wanted it to be vague, but understandable. I think they thought they explained it better than they did.
Yes, I don't think, I agree. Because I think everybody at that point of the movie, like, knew it, and they couldn't, like, the blinders were there.
Exactly, I agree, yeah.
And so, I finally got it, though.
Okay.
This encyclopedia.
So let's see if my understanding.
The Force Awakens Visual Dictionary is incredibly helpful.
So explain it to me, and let me see if my understanding is. Actually, wait. Let me try to explain it to you, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Okay, sure.
Okay. So my feeling is that after the collapse of the Empire, mm-hmm. you've got this New Republic is formed in reaction to, like, there's the, all right, we need a government, so here's a new government.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, but then the, what's it called, the First Order rises kind of like wanting to continue what the Empire had been doing, and where their fleet looks the same, they're kind of trying to be the continuation of the Empire. And then the Resistance is there, forms to resist the First Order. That's all I got.
that's pretty close.
Okay.
So the New Republic forms, and there's a lot of people in the galaxy that are like, yeah, hurry up with the forming already, you know, where people are very impatient about the New Republic forming. So there's a lot of systems that aren't even part of the New Republic right now.
Okay.
Or the First Order or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the First Order, I mean, the New Republic decides not to use Coruscant as their base, and mm-hmm, they mm-hmm. the Senate goes between different systems. Every time they meet, they're on a different planet. And at that time when they get blown up, they're in the Hosnian system.
Got it.
And that's why they all get blown up. And mm-hmm. so it totally wipes out the New Republic at that time. Leia, since the formation of the First Order, who were on the Outer Rim in like the unknown, like uncharted parts of the galaxy, where Snoke was, you know, like doing his whatever.
Snokiness.
Mm-hmm.
Snoke and mirrors.
Yeah, that's good. She's kind of the warmonger, like, they're kind of dangerous. Do you remember what we just went through with the Empire?
Yeah.
And the New Republic's like, psh, you're crazy.
Oh,
and so
I see.
She goes off on her own and forms this little ragtag group, and she's like, screw you guys. Goes off on her own, and there are a few people in the Republic that back her that are like, we can't really, because it's the unpopular thing to say, so we're just going to give you money secretly. And so when they attack Starkiller Base and they're like, half our fleet's been destroyed, that's literally all of their flight.
All the Resistance fleet.
Like, they have 16 ships. Mm-hmm. 8 of them are gone. You're
right,
done now.
Right.
Like, that's it. That's all they have. And so when the New Republic gets blown up,
yeah,
it has literally gone back to what it was, basically.
Yeah, in the original trilogy.
Basically, mm-hmm. yeah. Except with the First Order not really in power. So now,
right.
at the end of Force Awakens, nobody's in power.
Mm. Yeah, because Snoke is not really, doesn't seem like he wants to be, like, Supreme Leader, whatever that is, but he's not, like, Emperor Snoke. And maybe next time we see him, he will be, I don't know, but, like,
he seems more interested in controlling it from the shadows.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like he wants to be at the forefront. He's
not
very
at all.
Willing to let General Hux do all the politicking,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and he'll sit back there, you know, being like Lincoln in his giant chair.
Right.
Yeah. That's the
evil,
that's
Lincoln.
Evil Lincoln. Yeah, that's
evil Wizard of Oz Lincoln.
Yeah, it's the evil, exactly.
Do you think that he's like a tiny little Yoda man?
No,
or do you
I
think
was
he
thinking
actually
about
is
this. I don't think he's giant like that, but I don't think he's a tiny little Yoda man. I think that's a little too diminishing,
mm-hmm.
like, of the character. Like, I think I'd laugh. Like, it's okay. It's too much.
Yeah.
Like, because when you first go in to look for Yoda in Empire, it's like, I'm looking for a great warrior.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
surprising that he's small.
That's true.
But you didn't see him 50 feet big first,
yeah.
and then
yeah,
see
yeah,
him
yeah.
three
right,
feet
right,
tall.
Right.
And so I think it would be very odd if he showed
I guess
up.
The first time in chronology, the first time we see the Emperor, he's also giant.
Yeah,
he's a giant floating head.
Yeah, his head is huge.
And
yeah.
then he's just a regular sized man.
Yes, exactly.
So it could yeah. be the case there. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's just
okay.
I think it's just a larger version
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, so yeah, that's the deal with the Resistance. And so they saw Leia as a warmonger. So when she went back to doing what she did best, she literally went back to doing what she did best.
Okay.
Yeah. With like the beginning of A New Hope, where the Senate is still, you know, a thing. And, you know, because there's that line in A New Hope, you know, like, you know, the Emperor has blah, 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 the Senate, blah, blah, blah. Governor talking, blah blah blah.
Yeah, the regional governors.
Yes.
Shall, yeah, all that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, that's where we've ended up, and that was something I really wanted to know when I watched the movie,
mm-hmm.
and that's why I was like, "You're not telling me enough."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. Okay.
And so,
okay.
But now that I know, and now when I knew that, I think I knew by the third, No, maybe yeah. I didn't know by the third time I saw the movie, but yeah. But
I think they were just wary of giving us too much political stuff, too much trade negotiations, too much taxes, too much of any of that, yeah. or anything that sounded too much like it.
Yes.
So they were just like, less is more.
Yeah.
And it works. Like, you can still, you're left asking questions,
yeah.
but you can get, okay, these are the bad guys, these are the good guys they destroyed, and now these other good guys are going to come in and try to save the day.
Yeah.
You, that's the general, that's all that really matters. And I think they were like, you know what? Less information is better than too much.
That's the good thing about Star Wars. There's really never any question of who the bad guy is and who the good guy is. It's pretty clear from the start.
Unless you're Anakin, then you're very confused.
He's very confused.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Anakin, let's talk about...
Kylo Ren?
Let's talk about Kylo Ren.
His grandson?
His, yes. Darth Vader's grandson.
Yes. Emo Ren.
Oh, that Twitter thing is so good. It's so good. But anyway, I liked him a lot from the beginning,
yeah.
and by the end of the movie, I liked him even more.
Okay.
Well, I'm like, I hate you, but
well, yeah, yeah. sure. I liked him at first.
Mm-hmm.
Liked him less. pretty much whenever he took off the mask, I was like, because Adam Driver's
got an interesting face.
He's got a very punchable face.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Okay.
In real life.
Okay.
I've seen him on Girls a little bit.
Yeah.
He's got a very punchable face. I don't like the characters that he plays ever, and I
know
that
is
carries
the, this
over
is
for
the,
me.
This is the first time I've ever seen him in something that I liked his character.
Right.
Because normally,
but it's like,
yeah.
Normally, I don't like his characters, but like, he took off the mask, and I was like, "Oh, it's you!" Like, obviously, I knew it was him, but I was like, "Oh, but now you're Adam Driver again."
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're not Kylo Ren.
Right.
Adam Driver.
Now you're
Adam
Driver.
My brother said that.
Yeah.
He said as soon as he took off the helmet, it lost all the fun mystique.
It lost the, it just lost any scariness that he had. Like, he was menacing. He was much more menacing when he had the mask on. And when he took it off, I've always thought he'd had, like, his accent's kind of unusual. It's not really American, but it's not really British. And it's kind of this, he has a kind of weird pronunciation in some words. And that wasn't there when he had the mask on, but it was there when the mask was off.
I've never noticed that.
It's a little odd, especially when he's talking to Han on that catwalk.
Yeah.
And he's like, your son was weak and foolish, so I destroyed him. And it's like, are you Irish or what? What? Decide what you are.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just
it's
don't
just
like
the
him
way he talks.
So I know. I just don't like him. It's just, I just can't help it. Some people just don't like other people, and I just don't like Adam Driver. I'm sure he's a very lovely man. But
he's a Marine, apparently.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. That is true. Which when I found that out, I was like, all right, he went up a bunch of notches now.
Yeah. Good for him.
But yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But you know, as an actor, I'm just like, I just don't like the way he reads lines and whatever. So he took off the mask, and I was like, put it back on. I like you better with it on. You're more menacing and you're cooler and you're more badass with it on.
I think he's absolutely cooler yeah. when the, and actually
that's just my personal opinion.
And it's funny, at the end when he doesn't take the helmet back, I was like, oh, but your helmet, you so much
yeah.
better
oh,
in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's like when Spider-Man takes off his mask in every movie and you're like, just put your mask back.
Just put it on, man.
I liked that we all went into this movie going like, he's like the next Darth Vader. And the whole point is that he's trying to be like Darth Vader.
But he's a petulant child.
But he's not.
Right.
He is a Skywalker to the brim.
Absolutely.
That's what I really liked. He's Anakin.
Yeah.
He's Luke. Yeah. He's all of them.
So people said that Anakin was too emo in the prequels.
Yep.
And now you have someone trying to be him who is very emo. And yet it really works here.
It worked, yeah.
Because it's... He's trying so hard, and the very interesting paradigm shift of instead of like, I'm good and I'm being called to the dark, he's on the dark side and being pulled to the light and resisting
that
pull.
Very interesting.
So interesting to see that change.
Yep, I thought that was real good. Actually, in his dialogue with Han on the place with no rails.
The catwalk, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
The catwalk with no rails. Because the future.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the past.
Where they learn from
Star
nothing.
Wars. Yeah, right. And so there's actually some... At the beginning, I noticed one of the times I watched is like a little bit of rail, and then it goes
ends.
Away.
Yes,
and
I'm like, the
why?
Time.
Why would you do that?
Like, it literally so just dumb. Like it just like slopes down, and then there's no
yeah,
more railing.
So dumb.
Why would you do that, guys?
God, that was the fall of the Empire,
right there.
But, no, but I liked it when he's talking to Han and he's talking about like, I don't know if I have the strength to do it and all this stuff. Half his face is in red and the other half is in blue.
Yes, I did notice
that. And then
that.
When
the sun goes out, it's
his
all
whole
red.
Face, that was really well done. And I noticed the red the whole time, but it took me a second viewing, I think, to be like, oh, it's not even just white. It's blue. It's like the blue lightsaber and the red lightsaber.
Right.
And that was really good. And I liked this. he wants to be a Sith so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And the big thing about being a Sith, I was really thinking about this. So to be a Sith, you really have to detach yourself from all things that you love, like being a Jedi in its own way. But you have to draw on that pain almost.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's basically destroying the thing that loves him.
You need to lose
something.
What you love.
Right.
And embrace the dark
but
side.
But he didn't really love Han. I don't, well, he says he doesn't, but I think he does.
But I don't think that's what, I mean, obviously that's not what put him over the edge.
No, no, no. Well, he says that he has lines like, you know, like, you think Han Solo is your father. Like,
right, right,
like
but he'll disappoint you.
He would disappoint you.
Right, right, right.
Which I thought is an ambiguous line, because if Rey is Luke's daughter, you know, like, and Kylo Ren says to her, you know, you feel like Han Solo is the father you never have, and then he just stops and says he would disappoint you.
Mm-hmm.
That's an ambiguous line. It could be
like, I know I'm his son. He would disappoint you, but it could also be you're his daughter,
and he would also disappoint you.
Okay. I took it in a different way.
Yeah,
I took it. Okay, so you're saying that your actual father, Luke, would disappoint you.
Yeah,
I took it like either way, it's about Han, but I know because I'm his son. Or on the other hand, like trust me, he would disappoint you. You're his daughter too.
Right. I don't think that she's.
I don't think
daughter.
So either. But the first time I was watching it, I didn't know. So
right, yeah, no, yeah. Right, exactly, yeah. But anyway, the ambiguous line, blah blah blah. I kind of totally lost my train there, but I do think everyone's talking about that scene as, oh, it's like A New Hope, because you have the people set up in the right place to watch, and
yeah.
Rey screams no, or mm-hmm, Chewie mm-hmm. or Chewie screams quote unquote no,
yeah, yeah,
like Luke does with Obi-Wan,
right?
But it's also a parallel of Empire Strikes Back.
Yes,
because they're over the big hole, and instead of the sun, the light side letting go and falling, it's mm-hmm. now the father mm-hmm. that sacrifices and falls.
Yeah.
That's also really yeah. well done.
So this whole movie was moments like that of like, oh wow, this echoes A New Hope, but it also echoes Empire Strikes Back, and it also like all these echoes.
And that was the thing that detracted from the movie the first time, when I was like, it's too many echoes. But then like, that's all Star Wars is. It's all destiny
yeah,
and echoes and retreads. And that's part of what the universe is. And so when I felt like they'd give me something that I've already seen. But I think it's better that way.
Yeah. For me, I like most of the echoes, and there were plenty of them. Things like, you know, the way certain people were called to the Force, or you know, moments like both Rey and Kylo Ren pulling for the lightsaber at the same time. Those things I liked. You know, like that's clearly a callback to Empire with the lightsaber being in the snow like that. But then there were really the main callback that I didn't really love was Starkiller Base. Like I could have done without another. Hey, like, hey, we got to blow up this giant planetoid planet destroyer. That's maybe something I could have done without, because mm-hmm. that was the one thing that was like, this is just like, that didn't make sense to me in the story. Other things I could be like, well, the force, you know, did it this way. The Force is driving it. But just the First Order deciding we're going to build a bigger Death Star out of a planet and blow up other planets. That I had some.
Okay,
I didn't hate it, but I was just like,
I have mixed feelings on this, because I've heard a couple of people say different things on each thing. And one, the science makes no sense to me. Like, if you're draining your sun,
the science doesn't make any sense for a number of reasons.
Well, yeah, okay, but okay, so yeah. Well, they're in space.
I'll hand wave it away.
Whatever,
you know, it's,
that's
whatever.
But to me, like, if you're just draining your sun, you're going to destroy your planet,
yes.
Which you're going to destroy your big giant weapon.
Mm-hmm.
That just makes zero sense to me whatsoever.
What's your planet now revolving around? Also, the second you drain like anything from your sun, if you drain any mass from your sun, it's going to lose its gravitational pull on your planet, and your planet's going to go flying, and everything on it's going to die.
Right.
But whatever. I will let that go. They did some hand-waving on it. That's fine.
That was the thing.
It also should be impossible, technically, to be able to see the other planets getting destroyed, like, you know, however many light years away, to see it in real time and see the light going, the beams going across space.
Funny,
I'll let it all go.
That one didn't bother me, because I mean, there's sound in space, so I'm going to let them
have
that.
That's exactly. I was like, you know what? If there's sound in space, then Yeah. The way light works can be different, whatever.
Hyperspeed and parsecs.
Right. I'll let it all go. I'll let that part go.
Yeah.
But just the idea that the First Order would think, this is a really great idea, that I had a hard time with.
Okay, now what? This is the thing that somebody said to me that I thought was really insightful. Do we not just make better weapons of the same weapon? That's what we do. We just try to make better versions of exactly the same thing.
But there's really no precedent for something like, well, we had this one super weapon that failed catastrophically twice, so we made another one that was the same but bigger.
Arguably nuclear bomb testing. Like bomb testing, like, oh, this one didn't work. Maybe we should fix it this way.
But
and
that's
blah, blah, blah. And
very
like, it keeps
different
going.
Than
also,
like,
the First Order didn't make it. The Empire did.
Right.
And I think the only person that carries over is people. I haven't seen him. I looked many times. People say that Admiral Piet is in this movie.
Really?
Like, the actor himself is in this movie.
Really?
People say that they have seen him.
Big character, apparently.
No, but I guess he's on Starkiller Base,
okay.
or he's in the, what do you call it?
He's not in the visual dictionary?
The assembly. No, he's not. No, who is in the visual dictionary, though, is Liam Neeson's son, Sam, from Love Actually.
Yes, he is, and he's the one that notices that the TIE fighter is being stolen.
Yep. Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep, there he is.
Yep,
and the woman next to him in this picture, Chief Petty Officer Unamo, is the woman that is a bleep to Anne Hathaway in Les Miserables when she's in the factory.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
When I saw her, I was like, she looks so familiar. And then
that's really interesting.
Yeah. So that's apparently he's in there, but he's really the only carryover. So. But they're like, oh, well, if the we want to be like the Empire, but we want to be better than the Empire. Like, just from that standpoint, I can see why they'd be like, oh, we can do this. Because even the way they blow it up is different. Like, the shields are down. There's a quote unquote a trench run, but
sort of in
the same way. They're in a trench, but only to get to another point in which they have to go in.
And the only reason why Poe got in was because Han and Chewie blew it up from the inside. That made a hole that he was able to fly in and then shoot.
There were a lot of moving pieces, and they had to enter the planet at light speed. A lot of people have said, like, why didn't they all just go in at light speed? And my answer is always, because it's dangerous. Like, they almost died just trying to get in, and that's, like, the best pilot in the galaxy.
Right.
Of course they're not going to be,
also,
like,
everybody's
not going to be able to do it.
Now, we did, so have TIE fighters ever flown at light speed before? Because we did see them fly at light speed. Not in direct approach to the planet.
That's a First Order thing, yeah.
Okay, TIE fighters and X-Wings.
X-Wings can go at light speed.
Have we seen that before?
Yeah, because that's how Luke gets to Dagobah from Hoth.
Okay, I don't remember him going in at a light speed, but I wasn't
X-Wings
sure if that was just my
light
feeling.
Speed. TIE fighters don't have shields or light speed traditionally.
Because
the Empire's cheap.
And we know that because Ben in episode 4 says, no, it's a short range fighter.
Yeah.
So it's a short range fighter wouldn't have to go at light speed. It wouldn't have to go very far.
Right, exactly. Right. I think the only person. Maybe TIE bombers do. Maybe like Darth Vader does.
No,
I don't even think
he
does. Pretty sure he doesn't.
I don't know.
Because in canon, his Darth Vader's ship is Padme's Queen Naboo cruiser from Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
He takes that and uses it as his own. That's his own personal ship is Padme's Naboo cruiser. Yeah.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah, it's super cool. He paints it. It's all black and shiny, and that's his ship.
That's still in canon?
That's canon,
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Thank you, Marvel Comics.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Was that in the Vader comic?
Mm-hmm.
I missed that.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Here's a fun little fact to go with that. J.J. Abrams, you mentioned the USS Kelvin, which is the ship that gets destroyed at the beginning of Star Trek 2009. In this movie, Rey tells BB-8 when she first meets him, the town's that way. Be careful not to go over the Kelvin Ridge because you'll drown in the sand. Kelvin was the last name of J.J. Abrams' grandfather.
Oh.
So he sneaks Kelvin into everything he does.
That's awesome.
Isn't that really cool?
That's cool.
So you got Kelvin Ridge, you got USS Kelvin.
That's cool.
Right.
Actually, that's very cool.
That's pretty neat.
A couple things we haven't talked about yet. You know, there's a lot we could still talk about. So how about how about we come back next week, we'll do Star Wars Part 2. You want to do that?
Maybe even sooner than that.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah, why not?
Sounds good.
Let's call it a podcast. And I guess you can find us at beerwithgeeks@gmail.com, and you can find us on Twitter at beerwithgeeks.
That's right.
Facebook at facebook.com/beerwithgeeks.
Yeah, yeah. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Overcast. You can find us on Stitcher Radio. All those fun places, and leave us reviews because that helps us a lot. And let us know what you thought of The Force Awakens, what you thought of this particular little piece of podcasting. Actually, it would really mean a lot to us if you're in a position, if you're not driving or something, if you'd stop and leave us a review right now, that would really, really help us out. So please do that for us.
I do have a review here.
Ooh.
From -16 five stars, says fun, beer and geeky things, I'm all ears, smiley face, beer emoticon.
Yay.
Hey, I like it. Short, simple.
Thank you, -16 Rendar.
Yep. I was going to say Rendar.
All right. Star Wars geeks to the last. We'll be back real soon with some more Star Wars chat.
Indeed.
Because there's just too much to talk about. So until next time, may the Force be with you.
Cheers.
Cheers.